This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The mayor of the besieged Ukrainian city of Mariupol says more than 5,000 civilians have been killed during the month-long Russian blockade, among them 210 children. The mayor said Wednesday Russian forces have, among other targets, bombed hospitals, including one where 50 people burned to death, and that more than 90% of the city's infrastructure has been destroyed by the Russian shelling. The Russian military is besieging the strategic sea of Azov port and has cut off food, water, and energy supplies and pummeled it with artillery and air raids. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Wednesday Russia is blocking humanitarian access to the besieged port city of Mariupol because it wants to hide the thousands of people killed there. Zelensky told Turkey's Habertürk TV, quote, "I think it's a tragedy there. It's hell. I know it's not tens, but thousands of people, different people who have been killed there and thousands wounded." U.S. President Joe Biden declared Russia responsible for major war crimes with the massacres of Ukrainian civilians on the day his administration announced additional sanctions in concert with major allies on Moscow for its war in Ukraine. Details from Steve Herman. Moscow denies targeting civilians. Russia's foreign ministry said images of bodies in Bucha were staged to justify more sanctions against Moscow and derail peace talks with Kiev. Russia refers to its February 24th invasion as a special military operation, but Ukrainian Western governments reject that as a false pretext to invade a democratic country. This is VOA News. American big oil companies defended high fuel prices as U.S. lawmakers grilled top executives about record profits and prices at the pump, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Democratic Representative Frank Pallone, who chairs the House Energy and Commerce Committee, accuses big oil of lining their pockets with one hand and taking $30 billion in taxpayer subsidies with the other.
American people are getting ripped off as these companies choose to keep production low so that their own profits stay high.
But Republican Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers called the hearing political.
President Biden needs cover for his war on American energy that has caused gas prices to skyrocket.
The heads of Exxon and Shell stressed they don't set fuel prices. Exxon CEO Darren Woods.
No single company sets the price of oil or gasoline. The market establishes the price based on available supply and the demand for that supply.
The six companies at the hearing testified they recorded $77 billion in profits last year combined. I'm Julie Walker.
Burkina Faso's former president, Roch Kabore, who had been under house arrest since he was toppled in a military coup in January, has been allowed to return to his family home, the country's interim government said in a statement on Wednesday. West African leaders last month asked the junta to free the ex-president and lay out a more acceptable timeline for a return to democracy than its current 36-month transition period, which was agreed internally after the coup. Kabore will return to his residence in the capital on Wednesday, the government said, adding that security measures would be installed to guarantee his safety. Chad's main opposition grouping announced Wednesday it's suspending all negotiations with the military junta and its government, a month before a national dialogue aimed at drawing a new constitution. A spokesman blamed a stalemate at initial talks in Doha. Idriss Deby Itno had ruled the coup-prone African country for decades but died while fighting rebels in April last year. His 37-year-old son swiftly seized power, dismissed the government, dissolved parliament, and repealed the constitution. In August, Deby Jr. and a special technical committee said they'd hold national inclusive dialogue with rebel groups organizing promised presidential and parliamentary elections. Recapping our top story, the mayor of the besieged Ukrainian city of Mariupol says more than 5,000 civilians have been killed during the month-long Russian blockade, among them 210 children. The mayor said Wednesday Russian forces have, among other targets, bombed hospitals, including one where 50 people burned to death. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.